Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. Welcome to this very special Sunday night edition. We figured we'd do one of these this week just because we have the Thanksgiving Day games to talk about this week. And that'll take up a lot of our time on Tuesday's show. So we're going to do this tonight. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
You know, I had a pretty great football watching Sunday. I watched some pretty good games. I thought that overall, I mean, we kind of thought this week might not be amazing, but it ended up being pretty good.
Yeah.
In my opinion, at least, I don't think we thought too highly of the games, but I think we figured
it out. Well, it's about like every other week that we say it's going to be a bad week of games, and it ends up being one of the better weeks of the year of games, so that's kind of how it worked this week. About normal.
Yeah. Very excited to have this week of games to talk about right now. Very, very continued Thanksgiving theme. Thankful, I guess. I don't really know. That was a bad bit, and we'll never return to this show. So let's begin with the Lions and the Bears, a game where Matthew Stafford threw for 299 yards and two touchdowns, as well as a very impressive performance from the young star, Mitchell Trubisky. What did you think of this game, Chris?
It made me wonder about the Detroit Lions, because I'm not sure about this team yet. That's what it didn't really assure me anything, because I know the Lions got down a good 14 points, and they were trailing in the fourth quarter. I know Matt Stafford played well for most of the game. The Lions didn't really have any turnovers. Just the running game kind of caught my eye more than anything. They really couldn't get to running the football, which is why they got down by so much. And the Bears nearly came back and won the game. But I thought it was a good clutch effort by Matt Stafford in the end. I thought Mitchell Trubisky had a great game, but I'm not too high on the Chicago Bears offense either.
Yeah.
On their offense, yes. They did, like I said, Trubisky did have a great game, or a good game. Could have been worse.
So my question for you is, I know John was talking about this as a Bears fan. He's rooting for John Fox to get fired every week. Do you think this is a performance that you could pinpoint and say John Fox might get fired because of this game? Or do you think overall the Bears performed pretty okay?
I thought the Bears performed pretty okay. It's not enough. This game will not define John Fox. I don't really think so, because I think everything, I think anything, last week's game versus Green Bay would be more of a consideration than this game.
Yeah, I mean, this game didn't have too many ramifications to it. It sets up a very exciting game between the Vikings, which we'll get to later, and the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. I said later wrong. Was that really that funny? A little bit, just a little bit off. We're in a giggly mood today, aren't we, Chris?
Huh?
Never mind. You missed the joke. All right.
Okay.
Jaguars and the Browns. This game ended 19-7. Not quite the blowout everyone was painting it to be, but don't let that fool you. The Jaguars only allowed the Browns to get 184 yards, and DeShone Kizer had tons of turnovers. And, you know, I just the Jaguars, this was a very Jaguars win. It was heavy pounding on the ground, and don't let Blake Bortles make too many mistakes. He had a better week this week than last week, and that was because they didn't let him throw the ball as much. But one thing I do want to just point out is that this Jaguars team has a potential to get a first-round bye, and it's simply because of their schedule. The rest of their schedule is the Cardinals, the Colts, the Seahawks without their defense, the Texans, and that game's in Jacksonville, the Texans, the 49ers, and the Titans. Right now, the Jaguars are, I want to, hold on, I just have the standing in front of me. Right now, the Jaguars are 7-3, and all it would take, I think, to get, I think they could get 12 wins, honestly. I don't know, is that crazy to think? They have a pretty weak schedule coming up.
The schedule screams that they're going to get, we'll see, Cardinals probably win, Colts win, we could say the Texans, I'm leaning towards win right now, 49ers, and then if they can upset the Seahawks or the Titans, I think the Titans will be favored in that last game because it's at Tennessee. They're a game behind, a game ahead of Tennessee, so I think it's possible, but they're going to have to do what they're supposed to do and go out and beat the Cardinals, Colts, 49ers, and they need to beat they need to win four of their next five. They don't win four of their next five. I don't think they get a first round bye. I think to get a first round bye, you're gonna in that AFC, you're gonna need 12 wins because the Patriots are gonna get 12 wins and Pittsburgh is looking likely to win 12 games. So you're gonna need 12 wins if you're gonna get a, one of those two bye spots. But the only thing is the Jacksonville is the only team other. Beyond all these teams that have a chance because they do have that win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is huge when it comes down to deciding the first round bye, say all three of those teams get 12 wins. So I would, out of all teams, Jacksonville should be favored to get a first round bye.
Yeah. Moving on to the Packers and the Baltimore Ravens, I'm very impressed by this game because I kind of called it. I thought that the Green Bay Packers would be outplayed, and they totally were. The defense came right out and really demolished this team, shutting out the Packers with Brett Hundley. Joe Flacco didn't have a great day, but he did throw no interceptions and one touchdown to Mike Wallace. I don't like the. If you look at the standings right now, the Ravens are all of a sudden right back in it. Do you think there's a chance, even if it's slim, that this team could make a playoff run for the sixth seed?
Yes, that AFC sixth seed. It's wide open right now. I mean, it is clear as day open because I'm going to pull up the full standings right as we talk. But, I'm having them up now. You have Baltimore at 5-5. They're officially in that sixth seed. So that if it ended today, they would be in the playoffs. I think Buffalo's done. I think Oakland has a chance. I think it's going to be between Oakland and Baltimore. I would say right now because I think the first four seeds are a lock. The only one that's not a lock is Jacksonville, but the other three, their divisions aren't very good, especially if you're looking at Jacksonville. Kansas City's division, it is stunningly bad right now. So I would say yes, based off their competition for that sixth seed. And actually, the fifth and sixth seed in the AFC is wide open. I mean, we don't know. There's so many middle of the road teams that could get it. I think anybody beyond Miami is done. Los Angeles at 5-6 has a chance. The Chargers, but I don't think they'll hit it. I think they're too inconsistent. So to answer your question, yeah, they definitely have a chance. And actually, right now, based off what I saw today, I would favor them to get that sixth wild card over Oakland or somebody like that, Oakland or LA.
Moving on to the Buccaneers and the Dolphins, not much to talk about here other than the fact that Jay Cutler threw three interceptions in the first half, was taken out with a concussion, Matt Moore came in. I hate to break it to you, but this seems like the end of a run for the Dolphins.
They're done.
This game pretty much seals their fate, and I don't know. They'll probably win two more games, but I don't know. This team seems like it's in the worst possible place it could be right now. Do you think Adam Gase's job is safe?
No, because yes, it is safe because he's only been there 2 years and he had went to the playoffs last year, and that's solely the reason that I think he's safe. If he had been here 3 or 4 years, I'd say he's not safe. But I admitted it last week. They're done. The Dolphins are done. I said it last week on the podcast. I said they might, they're going to win a couple more games. I thought they'd win more games than the Chargers. I don't think so. I think they have about one more win in them, maybe two. I think they're going to go 6-10, maybe 5-11. This team's bad. It didn't look as bad in the beginning of the season when they were 4-2, but now they look bad. They look really bad. I'm done with the bandwagon. There's no defending them because they just haven't played well. Jay Cutler's done in Miami. He is done. This is his only season. I don't think he could. I don't think they would let him come back and play another season, especially with Ryan Tannehill coming back. There's just no way. There's no way you let Jay Cutler, who was one touchdown, three interceptions against the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense that's just bad. It's not good. I don't care if they stop them to 20. I don't care. It doesn't matter. This defense is bad. I know I read a tweet that you said earlier that the Dolphins played one of their worst halves of the season. I'm not going to say that because they've had four bad weeks in a row. This has been, this last 0-4 stretch has been ugly.
Well, I just retweeted that because I mean, how has it been worse? Three interceptions in the first half. That's kind of what the most turnover prone half was, certainly this half.
Yeah. Go ahead. I barely hear you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the next game we're going to talk about?
What's the next game I'm talking about?
Choose one.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the big game of the week. The Rams at the Vikings. I think the Rams at the Vikings was... It told me I'm not quite sold on Jared Goff and the Los Angeles Rams. Of course, the game ended 24-7, the Vikings' favorites. They won really in the fourth quarter, scoring 17 consecutive points in that quarter. I think that Purdue. Maybe they just aren't as good as we say they are. Which I'll give you credit because you said that you didn't think they would scheme well against the Vikings. You thought the Vikings defense was too legit. So I'm gonna give you this question. What do you think about Los Angeles now that they're what happened today against a legit defense?
First of all, I didn't say they were a bad team.
No. I didn't say that.
I want to make that clear. I believe in Los Angeles as a playoff team. I just don't think this offense played two very bad defenses over the last 2 weeks and put up monster numbers. And that's great. But playing on the road against a top-tier defense and playing against top-tier defenses in general like they did against Seattle – I think Jared Goff really struggles, but that's to be expected with a second-year quarterback. Do I think they're a Super Bowl team? No. I think if anyone thought they were anything more than a divisional round player, I'd say that was foolish. But I think that the Rams are going to be so good for years to come, and this year they're going to make the playoffs, and that's a lot to be excited about. But I don't see them as anything more than a team that's going to go one or two games in the playoffs.
Do you think they'll – do you still, after today, do you think they'll win the NFC West?
Yeah, especially with the injuries that Seattle's had. I believe they'll win the NFC West. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, I think there's I wouldn't say there's a lock, but I'd say it's close to a lock. I think the Seahawks is still, if the Rams kind of falter back into old Rams, which I don't think they will, but if they do, kind of not middle of the road Rams, then we'll probably see them fall off to a
We can't freak out about this too much. They still have a game lead on the Seattle Seahawks. They're only 7-3. That's still one of the best teams in the conference, but they have an incredibly hard schedule coming up. And now, really, what they have to do is they play the Saints next week and the Eagles the week after, I believe.
No, the Cardinals. So they have Saints.
The Cardinals the week after. I think they have to beat either the Eagles. I think they have to beat either the Eagles or the Saints. That's what they have to do to solidify the division win. They have to beat the Eagles or the Saints, and they have to beat the Seahawks when they go to Seattle. And then I'd say they're a lock to win the division.
Yeah, well, by then we'll know.
Or if Seattle were to start losing games.
Yeah, now. Yeah, they'd have to start losing now to, for the Rams to lock it up, which I don't – right now it's too early for that NFC West. I think it's going to be close down the wire. I think the Cardinals pretty much took themselves out of it today. What little chance they had of anything, I think they took themselves out of it today.
We'll just cover that really quick, but I don't really have any takes on it. The Cardinals, Texans, Cardinals won. Blaine Gabbert had a good day. I guess that's something.
Yeah, that was it.
But both of these teams aren't going to make the playoffs. We know that. We've known that for about 2 weeks now, so. That's what we have on that game. Any other thoughts on my other thought on Rams Vikings is people for some reason were kind of laughing at the Vikings as not a legit team. They are absolutely legit, and I think they could make a Super Bowl run. They have their defense is incredible, and as much as I like to discredit Case Keenum, I guess he played really well today, even though he only threw for one touchdown. Yes, he still has some throws where you're like, why are you making that throw? This is the Case Keenum we know. But at the same time, he's able to make incredible throws to Adam Thielen like he did today, escape the pocket. He's truly a great quarterback right now, and I don't see Teddy Bridgewater benching him anytime soon. I think today he solidified the starting job for at least a week.
Yeah, I had one thought that really not about this game. It's about a general, since we were talking about playoffs and the Vikings and the Rams. I think the only two teams in the NFC that are a lock to make the playoffs are the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're pretty much a lock, especially if they play well tonight. I would say if they go 9-1, they're a lock. I think they're a lock anyway. And then the Minnesota Vikings. That's the other one. That's the other team. Those are the only two teams I think that are a definite lock to make the playoffs. What do you think? Would you agree?
Yes, I would. But I'd throw another team in there, and we are going to move on to their game right now. The Saints. You're forgetting them. I'd say they're a lock to make the playoffs. I did not see this game. You watched the important part, though, the Saints comeback. The Redskins legitimately tore this team apart in the first half with their passing game. Kirk Cousins had a great first three quarters, and then the Saints' defense stepped up, got sacks, got turnovers from what I hear, and won the game. What happened in this game?
It was what I was concerned about all along. It's what we've all been concerned about, is that offensive line. That offensive line of the Washington Redskins fell apart in the fourth quarter when it came down to it. And Kirk Cousins was getting sacked left and right at the end of that game. He had a critical sack with 30 seconds or it was like 18 seconds left in the game. He got sacked. And it was one of the only couple of sacks he had in the game. And then in the overtime period, he got sacked again. And let me remind you that the sack in the fourth quarter was a sack fumble. So the Saints took over at the 40. The Washington Redskins just got lucky and the time ran out. So this offensive line kind of took them out of the playoff contention, in my opinion. Not saying they're out, but I'm saying they're close to out. But what this game told me about was Drew Brees. Drew Brees led a comeback for the ages, at least for regular season ages. This was just one of the – I mean, Drew Brees was on fire in that fourth quarter in that overtime. And the defense stepped up when it came down to it. the Saints defense in the fourth quarter. They hadn't been playing well the whole game, but they stepped up when it mattered. And they came back and won the football
game. Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. I'm extremely impressed. Like, the Saints have been winning games in different ways all year, and this was really their first big comeback game. 18 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring their first half total, outgaining their first half total in yardage. This was really the most impressive Saints win I think there's been, and there have been a lot of blowouts. Would you agree? Do you think that this really... I don't know. Before, I knew this team was a playoff team and that they could contend. But after this game, like, I truly believe, like, I know we both have the Seattle Seahawks as our Super Bowl pick. I truly believe that the Saints are one of the few teams in the league that could go and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I lean towards Snow because I still think the defense
right.
looked kind of, I wasn't fully impressed. I was just impressed with how they came back in the fourth quarter and they played well. They're contenders.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah, they're contenders, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. They're 8-2. They're probably the other team that's a lot to make the playoffs. I mean, once you have an 8-2 record, I think if you win three more games and you're a lot, you're going to the playoffs. Of course, I don't think they'll play. I don't think they'll have a great second half of the season, to be honest, because their schedule is kind of tough. Because they have to play the Falcons twice. They play the Bucks, which they should. If they're contenders, they'll beat the Bucks.
I'd have to disagree. I think that you're still underrating the Saints a little bit. I think you're coming around on them. But I think that the Saints can beat the Falcons
twice.
I think they can. I think that if maybe they'd split it, but I see. Let me just tell you how I feel the rest of their schedule playing out. They play the Rams next week in Los Angeles. I think the Rams are gonna. I'm actually gonna take the upset there. I think the Rams will win that game. I think they'll beat the Panthers. I think they'll beat the Falcons. I think they'll beat the Jets. I think they'll beat the Falcons twice, and then I think they'll beat the Buccaneers. I could see them going 13-3, maybe 12-4, but still a playoff team.
Yeah, they're basically a lot to make the playoffs. I was thinking they were still like 7-2. I was like, well, let's not lock it yet. I'm like, let's give it another week. But they've won 8 in a row. If they win two more games, they're a lock, and that I see that easily because they'll beat the Falcons at least once. I do believe that. I don't know if they'll beat them in Atlanta. That might be their first. That might be the first loss they see, because if they win the next 2 weeks, they'll be going into Atlanta. It'll be a Thursday night football game. We know the Saints and the Falcons.
That's gonna be a good. Hopefully the Falcons can stay hot, because that could be a potentially very good game.
Yeah. But I think that game will be one of the games that defines the Saints, because they'll. We know the Saints and the Falcons play tough games, and one of the teams upsets the other when they're on a high, they're high, flying high. It happened last year. It happened the year before, when the Falcons were 5-0 and won 5 in a row, going into that New Orleans Saints Monday Night Football game, which we know Monday Night Football for those two teams are always tougher, but.
Speaking of upsets, man, the one thing we didn't see coming today, the Giants beat the Chiefs in a battle of field goal kickers in overtime. I've been worried about the Chiefs really since they lost in Dallas. And I got to look at their schedule. It was the week, I forget who they lost to. They lost to the team that they lost to before Dallas was,
the Raiders.
Let me pull up, the Raiders. When they lost to the Raiders, I started getting really concerned about this Chiefs team. And I wasn't as concerned about their offense, but today the offense really fell apart. You watched a little bit of this game. What was the deal here? How did the Giants a team that was going nowhere, and we expected to be 1-15, win this game. And of course, we're of course not saying the Giants are going to be a playoff team. But give credit where credit is due. The Giants beat a very good football team today.
Yeah, but Alex Smith had to. Alex Smith is turning back to the old Alex Smith. That's what's happening. And that's why the Chiefs aren't contenders. They're not contenders, the Patriots, because Alex Smith, you never know when he's going to go back to old Alex Smith, which is what happened today, and that's why they lost. He threw two interceptions, quarterback rating of 38.8, which is under average by far. I watched some of the few minutes of the overtime period. That was just ugly. We know the Giants are not a competent team. They're not. They look better today. I will say that they look more competent than they usually do. But Eli Manning didn't have like a 3-touchdown day. It was 12-9. You tell me you can't score one touchdown against a defense that has played like one of the worst in the NFL. Like this, to be honest, I was looking. They're at 6 wins now. I want to talk about this. They play the Bills. If Peterman's starting, they're a lot to win that game. But
I think he lost that job today.
Yeah.
And I just we'll get to it in a second. But I don't want to say I told you so to literally everyone. But I told you.
Oh, I told you so too. I didn't trust Nathan Peterman. I didn't.
You understood the move though. You defended them for the move.
I defended them for a different reason.
Heck, let's skip over the Giants. I defended them because of them
trying to get some momentum in the offense.
Let's skip over the Giants and Chiefs. This game's pointless to talk about. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Giants are going to really struggle. So let's talk about my Chargers.
Basically, the only thing I would say about the Chiefs is they're not a lot to make the playoffs anymore. They're not. That's what I would say.
The AFC West is suddenly wide open minus the Broncos, who lost today.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's wide open to the Chargers.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's wide open to the Chargers.
They're not winning.
But I don't know. They might. Who knows?
Of course.
But, you know, some things wouldn't that be the how what would you do, Chris? Wouldn't that just be the ultimate just Eric win of the year? The Chargers came back and the Chiefs imploded, and on the last day of the season,
and the Dolphins
the Chargers
imploded.
Took the division. The Chargers took the division with a 9-7 record.
Oh my goodness! Man. No, that's not happening.
That'd be great.
That's not happening. The Chargers are gonna have 10
losses.
I'm
in love with that playoff scenario. That's not true. Yeah. They aren't losing. But anyways, the Bills, Nathan Peterman, 5 interceptions. That was awful. I'm gonna just murder the Bills because why'd you take Tyrod Taylor out? I mean, you had a shot to compete for the playoffs, and basically with this loss, you've taken yourself out of that. Like, now the Ravens are the front runners, and they're building momentum, and your team's in the midst of a massive quarterback controversy now. Like, what are you doing?
No, it's
they
not.
Got in their own way.
It's over now. Taylor's the starter for the rest of the season. But I still understand the move. I know you're laughing at me, but I do understand because they're trying to get some momentum into the offense that just has played up to expectations, and they thought going to Peterman would bring some momentum. Kind of like, it's done sometimes. Sometimes it works. It doesn't work often, but sometimes if you bring in the backup, sometimes you can get some spark into the offense and get them back to motivated, because it doesn't seem like they were motivated with Tyrod Taylor, but Tyrod Taylor played well today. I mean, when he got in the game, it didn't take very long. One half.
Yeah.
5 interceptions. Come on.
I mean, I was, I don't know. I'm just really impressed with the way the Chargers played. Like, I know in all seriousness, they probably won't win the division, but like, if they could continue this momentum, I'm just going to pull up their schedule right now. If they could continue this momentum, I could see them making a run for that last spot.
Well, you know? I think this was more about bad Bills than it was good Chargers, because the Bills had 7 turnovers today.
Well, if you look at any
team that has 7 turnovers, is the opponent's liable to score 50 points. I mean, I just don't think it was.
Well, all of a sudden, they're the second-best team in the AFC because of a Raiders loss. And then they get the Cowboys, who are struggling next week. And then they go play the Browns. And suddenly, you're going into a stretch against the Redskins, who at that point will have nothing to play for. And the Chiefs, and the Jets, and the Raiders at 6-6. And you start kind of saying to yourself, a 9-7 team could grab that 6th spot, and they've got the tiebreaker win over the Bills now. All they have to do to really get in a legitimate playoff contention spot is beat the Cowboys.
No.
That's my belief. No. That's a massive game for their season.
Why?
Well, why not? If they're 6-6, you don't think a 6-6 Chargers team can beat a struggling Redskins team? You don't think they could beat the Chiefs the way they're playing right now, or the Jets, or the Raiders? I could see them winning out. Seriously. Yes, I buy into the Chargers too much, but
you're back on.
I think it's
you're back.
It's crazy of you to count them out when they're simply not out yet. There is more hope this week than there has been all season.
All right, leaving these what ifs. Let's leave these what ifs to the side for right a second. How many? Okay, we know they're going to beat the Browns. I'm not gonna question that. But do you see two more? How many losses do you see right now on the rest of the schedule? Because I know you haven't pulled up.
If I'm being honest with myself, I could see them losing to the Redskins just because the Redskins are even though they suck in the NFC, they are much better than most AFC teams, I believe.
That's one loss.
Honestly, that's the only loss I see.
Chiefs. You don't think the Chiefs will be playing better by then? You think they're going to play this bad every week?
Honestly, I've lost all faith in the Chiefs. I think they are going to struggle down the stretch.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point we saw Patrick Mahomes this year, to be honest with you, if Smith continues to struggle, because I think the Chiefs have already had that taste of success and they kind of want to get it back. It would be so disappointing after the start they got off to if they were just the same old Chiefs and ended up stumbling into the playoffs and losing in the first round.
Yeah, so you're saying the Chargers are going to probably go 5-1 over the next 6 games. Is this correct? No, I'm not going to predict the loss to anybody. Whoever the loss.
5-1, you've talked me into it. They'll probably lose one more game to either the Chargers or to either the Chiefs or the Raiders, because those are divisional games, and the Chiefs games in Kansas City. So that's 4-2, which would put them at 8-8, which is a little bit outside. But
unless the Chiefs falter more than we're predicting now.
You see what I'm saying, though? You know,
They're
not totally out of it yet. That's why I said the game in Dallas on Thanksgiving is the biggest game of a Chargers season, because if they lose that game, it's over. But if they can string what they have to beat the Cowboys and the Browns. They cannot get upset by the Browns, and they have to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So these next 2 weeks, if they can string 3 straight wins together and get hot, dude, they'll win out. That's what I'm going to say. If they lose one of these games, it's over. But I truly believe that how well you are playing as far as wins and losses in a row plays a big factor into how you play. And I think if they can really get going in Dallas and in Cleveland, I think they have a good shot to win 3 of their last 4 games. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I think if even if they lose one of these games, I don't think they're completely out of it. I think if they go into the last week 9-6 or 8-6 or however it works, with one game to go, you're playing the Raiders. The Raiders aren't that great. I know they looked great last year, but they're not that great this year. So I would say there's a 30% chance. There's not a 50. It's not 0. It's 30. Would you agree with that? A 30% chance?
Right now, I'd say 50-50. 50-50. Yeah, 50-50 until they lose another game, it's 50-50.
So 50-50, they're gonna go 5-1. Okay, I don't think it's that high, but I'd say there's about a 30% chance.
All right. Speaking of the Raiders, yes, the Patriots didn't score 40 points, but the Raiders' defense proved they were the worst in the league. They got dissected by Tom Brady, 400 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brandon Cooks went off, had a 149, 1 touchdown day.
But the Patriots did not score 40 points.
Okay, Patriots did score 40. You want a medal? Like, it's...
No, they did.
They almost did.
Yeah, but they like, did. They were I predicted 35. I did.
Okay. All right. But that's beside the point. We're just arguing about greatness at this point. Not much to be learned from this game.
Nope.
I mean, like, the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl. We've been saying that since week 8.
The Patriots proved their consistency this week. That's all. And the Oakland Raiders proved that they're not legit. That's what happened.
The Bengals beat the Broncos. Broncos continue to falter. Brock Osweiler threw an interception, but didn't look entirely awful. He threw the ball 42 times, so you can't do that and expect to win. The Bengals, I mean, they're 4-6. And like we said, the AFC is wide open, so I guess it would be unfair if we said that the Chargers and the Ravens have a shot, but they didn't to make the playoffs. But the Bengals aren't like the Raiders and aren't like the Ravens and the Chargers.
Well,
like they beat, are they? I don't know. Do you think I don't see them having any chance to make the playoffs? Just because I feel like they just beat bad teams and that's it.
No, they don't have a chance, and their schedule is the reason. I have their schedule pulled up now. I don't know if you do, but they play the Browns, with a lot to win, but they have the Steelers, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Ravens. And then they play the Bears.
Yikes.
There's no chance. I mean, they're gonna lose at least two of
them. I could see them losing to all those teams minus the Browns. Even the Bears, I think, could beat the Bears.
I think they I would favor them over the Bears right now, but I mean that would be a very close game. I think. I think you give them 2 wins out of this, maybe 3, 7-9 at best.
I'd say it's closer to 1, but yeah, I guess, I see your
and
point.
And we don't need to talk about the Denver Broncos. They're done.
Yeah, it's over. I've said that really since the Giants game. It's over. It's over. tonight, big Sunday night football game. What a depressing way to end the show. Big Sunday night football game. We both have the Eagles.
Yeah.
Any change at last second change of heart?
No, I don't think there's any change.
Me neither. All right. That'll do it for us, I think. Right, Chris?
As far as I know.
Well, that was nice. A nice shorter show for you guys to listen to. It's only going to end up being about 40 minutes. Interesting kind of schedule this week. Tuesday, we'll have a show out that'll probably be shorter too. We'll talk about Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football and the rest of the games, plus maybe we'll do some kind of discussion about something or other. We'll figure something out.
Yes, there's only so few games. We'll do some kind of quarterback or rating or something. I don't know yet. You don't know yet.
Something like that. It'll be fun.
Yep.
But we'll see you on Tuesday, and then Friday we'll have our normal show that we will record Friday, or maybe we'll record it Saturday again. Who knows? But we will have, technically, since this is the start of the week, 3 shows this week. And then we'll get back to our normal recording schedule until Christmas time, which is going to be a beast because there are games that week on Saturday, Sunday, and on Christmas Day. So
yeah, that's going to be...
Who knows? Yeah, that's going to be a little bit weird. Although, coming to think about it, it probably won't be because we record on Tuesday and Friday anyways. So we'll record the recap show the Tuesday after Christmas, and then the show the 23rd.
Yeah, well,
which is, we just talked this out on the podcast, so now people know our internal schedule. That'll do it for us this week.
Yep.
I'm Eric Jensen.
Be sure to follow. Be sure to follow us at EndZonePod on Twitter.
Chris, close us out here.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Important.
Be sure to follow us at EndZonePod on Twitter. Of course, Eric's at Eric18Utah, and I'm at ChrisPSF. If you're not following us by now, you should be. There's no excuse.
Yeah, no excuse. Anyways, we're out. Have a good night, folks. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye.
See you.